Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Memvav, the final Vad, Vad Revi'i. Hakasha Mikol Tavoy Sakuf Itavas Amin. The most difficult of all physical desires is sexual desire. Gam Ta'ava Zoy Ime Oyerim Eisah L'Shem Mitzvah Yikoach Kadosh. This Ta'ava also, if a person stimulates it, awakens it for the sake of a mitzvah, is a holy force, like other physical forces. Miyad b'Yisrael Koach Zeh Lif'ol B'Adam. The moment that this force starts being active in a person, Be'erich Begil HaBar Mitzvah, roughly at that age or bar mitzvah, puberty, Yeida Ki Zera HaAdam U'Eise Koach Shal Yado Yizke Livnois B'Ezer Hashem Binyan Adi Ad. He should know that that is the force through which he will be able to build a Binyan Adi Ad, an eternal edifice. Ulam, however, Pe'ulois the activity of one's sexual organs, the glands, stimulates one to fantasize, which are machshavos zaroyis. V'mdimyonos eile yesh l'adam melchama tmidis v'kasha. A person is a constant, difficult war with these fantasies. V'advarim yeduim, we've mentioned this many times, ki bara hakadosh b'hu yetzer hara, bara l'yitira tavlin, shi mevateles hirhurim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, and he created the Torah as a tavlin, and it negates Hirhurim, Gemorim, Bava Masa, Tezayin, and Rashi. Ve'ein shum etzah acheres bo'ilam. There's no other counsel, no other etzah, li'natzel min hurim ela amal tira, to release oneself from these thoughts other than amal tira. Im lo hayah echach la'amal tira elazeh. If this had been the only imperative for amal tira, dayenu, that would have been sufficient. Milvad kol choyme mitzvah talmud Torah, besides the issue of the mitzvah of limud Torah, ve'inyan ve'hogisa bach yomam v'layla, the concept of expressing the pasuk in Yehoshua, that ve'hogisa bach yomam v'layla. Ve'yesh le'tzeref la'amal ha'Torah, es ha'ratzon ha'chazak li'is'alois b'chol madregois ha'shleimus. One should combine with this amal Torah the strong desire to rise and to grow in perfection. Man nifleim em divrei chazal be'avodah zarah daf chaf. The Brassa teaches v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. The pasuk in Devarim. Regard yourself from anything evil. And it's very broad, very vague. So the Brassa says, shelo yeharher adam bayoyim. It's an injunction here. Guard yourself from anything bad, meaning do not fantasize during the day. Shelo yavoli de tum'a balayla. So as not to come to tum'a at night. Mikan omar b'pinchas ben yoir. Torah mevi'a lidei zehirus, Torah brings to zehirus, zehirus mevi'a lidei nekiyus, nekiyus mevi'a lidei pishus, v'chulei, ad kedusha, ruach ha-kodesh, u'schayas ha-meisim. That's the Brisa. Says the author, eich lamad Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair me'alacha zoi, es kol sulamoi, how could you learn from this halacha, that nishmat mikol davar ra, a person should not think during the day so as not to come to tumah, how do you learn from this, his entire ladder, Ashe'alav bana Ramchal es ha-Mesilas Yesharim, upon which the Ramchal, of course, based his sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Mahalach niflao, the process here is wonderful. Harei lo'i mehadvarim hakalim u'lo le'arhir bayoyim. It is not easy, this injunction of Chazal, not to think during the day, not to imagine. Ach kivan shekach kasu batira v'chach lamdu Chazal. Since this is written in the Torah and Chazal teaches this, ve'chach efshar la'gi le'matzav shelo yarhir bayoyim. It's possible, necessarily it must be possible to reach a situation of lo yarhir bayoyim. Holach Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair uvachan es atzmo. He went and examined himself. Hu asak batira. He, of course, involved himself in the learning of Torah. Vatira mekadeshes es adam le'madai. The Torah sanctifies a person. U'metzali u'megane be'iden ode asik ba. It protects him when he's involved in it. This is, of course, a paraphrase of the Gemara in Seita, things that Chafalef. The Torah protects when a person is involved in it. Aval atana ha-gadol Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair lo yistatek bazehi. That wasn't sufficient for him. Ve'alach hal'a. He went further. U'matza ki tira mevi'a lidei zihirus. He found that his Torah learning brought him to zihirus. U'bevaday hizhir b'ma'asav u'drachav nishmar oy desu gamiru. Certainly a person who is zahir in ma'asav utrachav, a person who is careful with his deeds and his ways, nishma od yaseh gam hirhu, will find that he is more protected, he'll guard himself even more from hirhu. Ach adayin lo yipatach Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair be'atzmoy v'alach hala, he still didn't trust himself, and he went further, midarga ledarga, from one step to the next, one rung to the next, ad shigia li kedusha, to the point we reached kedusha. Hi ha madrega ha yifeches kol hanaga shmist rochanius. Kedusha is the level at which one transforms any physical pleasure into a spiritual entity. Uchfisha mesilas yishrim v'ayir, like the mesilas yishrim explains. B'matzav ze in oid makum lehirhur gufani. At that level, there's no room anymore for fantasy. Harei halacha pshuta ze. So this simple, straightforward halacha. Shelo yahare adam b'yom, that a person may not think during the day in these things. Hevia es Rabbi Pinchas b'in le'aliyah hanura'a shelo b'chol dagos ha'kedusha. It brought him to his awesome growth in all levels of kedusha. Emor me'ata. The conclusion is, if this was the only benefit of this drive, the sexual drive, that it should bring us to involvement in Torah, to toil, and a strong desire to grow, to a point where we're constantly growing, that would have been sufficient, that would have been a benefit enough. Rav inyanei ha'adracha b'inyanim eile. So most issues of guidance in these areas before marriage and afterwards, they are oral. They are explained from Rav to Talmid. It's not something to publish in a sefer. A person involved in avodah musaris. It's a chazak, there's a presumption that he's already overcome gross desires. Without that prerequisite, he should not at all approach the inyanim explained in this volume. We said this already, we mentioned this point in the introduction to this shar. So somebody beyond the level of coarse desires, somebody who wants to purify himself also from subtleties in this area, he'll find here room to drive his growth with extra energy, like we explained just above. Final point. One more comment. What Chazal specifies in Seitat of Yitzayin, Ish v'Isha zachu, Shechina benehem. If the zeiche, the Shechina dwells among them, if they're not zeiche, fire consumes them. Degam sham, there too, inyan zechu veloy zechu. The explanation of this term, zechu and loy zechu, while derechanan, it's like we explained in the previous ve'adim, uchdevei Rashi b'yayma, like Rashi explained it in his commentary to Yayma, zacha lishtes lefimida. There the context was alcohol. Zacha in that context meant to drink moderately. Lefimidai, according to measure. And the same thing applies over here. Vidai lechakima birmiza. It's sufficient to hint to a chacham. Adkan.